And now the game where we like to invite people onto the show to answer questions about things they know nothing about. It's called Not My Job. Speaking of jobs, part of mine is to handle everybody else in the show, our panelists, our callers, our celebrity guests. So I thought it would be great to talk to a veritable grand master of ego wrangling, Gwen Ifill, who not only hosts PBS's Washington Week in Review, but has also moderated a bunch of debates in national elections. She joins us now. Gwen Ifill, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Thank you.
So, Gwen, how did you get to be the person who sits between the various talking heads on Washington Week in Review or the candidates for national office and gets to decide who gets to say what when?
Completely by accident, I'm sure. I have to say that I like this ego wrangling idea. When I moved to Washington, I guess that was really my goal in life, which is to wrangle some egos, but it turns out my hands are always full.
Yeah. Now, you host Washington Week in Review. This is, of course, the Friday night show on PBS in which intelligent people talk about policies of the day. Now, you're not quite as loud or combative as other political talk shows.
Yeah, you have to kind of lean closely to the television set and be actually interested in the answers that people have. We kind of pride ourselves on having people on who actually have covered the stories they're talking about rather than just watching them unfold and then telling you what their opinions are.
Well, have you ever, you know, because let's face it, those other shows, those loud shouting shows, tend to make all the headlines and to a certain extent make a lot of money. Have you ever been tempted to sort of like try to mix it up? You know, call out Tom Friedman on something and see if he gets angry?
I have called Tom Friedman out, but we try to do it off camera, actually.
Oh, really?
It takes nothing. You just walk up to Tom and you say really loudly, close to him, the world is round.
Now, I also wanted to ask you about your work doing various national debates. You did, of course, the most recent vice presidential debate between John Edwards and Vice President Cheney. That was kind of contentious, of course. That's where the subject of Mary Cheney came up, which she's been talking about.
Yeah, and you know the funny thing? Yeah. I didn't even ask about Mary Cheney. The Democratic candidate, Senator Edwards, felt the need to bring it up apropos of nothing and then claimed later that he was just trying to express his sympathy and solidarity with the vice president's daughter.
When Vice President Cheney debated Senator Edwards, were you afraid that Dick Cheney would eat John Edwards, like swallow him whole, like just put him into his mouth,
like disjoint his jaw, like a snake, and
not
devour him.
Yeah, like right in his gullet and just swallow him.
That'd be kind of gross because it would probably take a while for him to actually consume or engulf.
Right. No, I know.
Edwards, you have to watch it, and then Edwards' legs would wriggle.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Well, it takes a long time to get a U.S. senator down.
With me sitting there between them, I was concerned, and I had wheels on my chair in case I had to roll out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, because his tongue darts out so quickly.
Yeah. Isn't it true? You keep reading that in these debates that these sides are constantly negotiating just the most piddling little detail, like what kind of chair it'll be and what the temperature in the room will be. Are you part of that?
I'm only part of the part that negotiates who gets to play me on Saturday Night Live.
I see.
I got Queen Latifah, so that was kind of the high point of the night.
Oh, wow. That's great. And we actually, Red Ones, I want you to confirm something dug up by what Brian Williams called our crack research staff. Mm-hmm. You once said that your dream job would be to be a librarian.
Well, you know, I think I was speaking to librarians at the time.
Uh-huh.
My dream job is actually to be a backup singer.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
You wanted to be a Supreme or a Pip?
I want to be something that's not actually in front of the microphone with the spotlight. I want to be the person singing in the background.
Oh, about the Dewey Decimal System. I love that.
No, this is it. That sounds much more exciting than the Dewey Decimal System.
I think I try to pay a fair amount of attention to what's going on, and I try to watch the debates and things like that. But let me just say, I may not be average, but if you wanted to do a little number before it got started.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
I think this is your time, Gwen. Because it is called Not Your Job, and it could be the job you want. So, if you would like to serenade us at this point.
You tell me a song, I'll sing it.
All right, what song do you want Gwen Ifill to sing, guys?
The Man I Love.
Baby Got Back.
Someday he'll come along. The man I love. I don't believe I'm doing this.
Yes, you are. Go.
Big and strong, the man I love. And though he's coming, when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. Ha ha.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, that's awesome. Gwen, Gwen Ifill, Gershwin on demand.
That's wow. Great. I see a future as a Marvelette for you.
I've got a little Janet Jackson in me, but that's for next time.
And that's just so much better than when Dan Rather rapped. Yeah. Remember last month?
Oh, that was terrible.
Didn't go well.
No. Mm. Gwen Ifill, we're delighted to have you with us. We've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
You're the Man of Steel, but this time around, you've got a cute dog for a sidekick.
We're talking, of course, about Superman, the only figure to become a cultural icon while wearing his underpants on the outside. This week, of course, sees the release of the new movie Superman Returns, but that's only the latest incarnation of the 70-year-old hero. Our one-time intern, Ted Anderson, dug up three things from Superman's past that the Man of Steel probably would like us to forget. Get two of these questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Carl, who is Gwen Ifill playing for?
Gwen is playing for Carolyn Smith of Liverpool, New York.
All right. First question. We all know that Superman is faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, blah, blah, blah. Back in the 50s and 60s, though, in the comic book, he seemed to acquire even more powers just as he needed them, including which of these? A, super whistling, or the ability to charm people by whistling. B, super weaving, or the ability to, well, weave things really quickly. Or C, super hairstyling, or the ability to give you a trim with just his bare hands.
Well, now we're thinking 50, so we're thinking Andy Griffith. We're thinking whistling.
You're thinking whistling. You think that Superman would whistle and people would do his bidding.
Ooh,
I think that hairstyling wasn't really big for male superheroes.
Uh-huh.
And this is, what was the second one?
The second one was super weaving.
And weaving, that involves hair or involves a loom. And looms really take up too much space.
That's
she
true.
Is really using logic.
So your choice is A, super whistling.
Super whistling.
No, it was super weaving. It was. The power was used in a particular 1950s comic book in which Superman, for reasons we weren't able to figure out, had to make a wedding dress real quick.
That's hilarious.
All right. You still have two more chances here, Gwen, so here we go. Superman has fought Lex Luthor and Brainiac and scores of other villains, but on one memorable occasion, he fought a figure from real life. Who? Was it A, Ugandan dictator Idi Amin, B, former heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali, or C, subway vigilante Bernard Guts?
Do we know which incarnation of Superman we're talking about?
This is the comic book incarnation again.
The comic book incarnation. Bernard Guts, Bernie Guts.
Muhammad Ali or Idi Amin.
Or...
Idi Amin.
Idi Amin. I'm going for Muhammad Ali.
You're saying he...
And I'm going for it because I think it was a patriotic fight in which probably neither one of them won.
So you're thinking that she fought Muhammad Ali. You're right. Very good.
Yay!
1978 saw the publication of Superman versus Muhammad Ali, in which the two icons, fictional and real, fought each other under the light of a red sun, you see, in order to take away Superman's advantage. By the way, Ali won, so there you are.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, now, this is exciting.
I'm at the edge of my seat.
You've got one... you've got one correct, one more to go. Get this right, you will win it all. Last question. Superman has had some help over the years in his fights for truth, justice, and the American way. We're talking, of course, about the League of Super Pets. Which of these critters of steel had the honor of wearing the big red S? Was it A, Beppo the Super Ape, B, Coral the Super Dolphin, or C, Squeaky the Super Mouse?
Well, once again, we have to think about the time when the comic books were popular. And
see how she does it?
Watch my logic work.
I don't. You think it through. I can't get over that.
It's really important to me.
The candidates don't stand a chance with that kind of logic.
And you know what? And this kind of absurd reasoning really helps me with candidates. And here's the thing. I'm thinking it's the ape because there was the whole Today Show ape thing. At
right.
That time, we
yeah.
Humanized apes.
You're saying Beppo the Super Ape.
That's what I'm saying.
You're right. Very well done. The other members of this august pantheon of domestic companions was Crypto the Super Dog, Streaky the Super Cat, and Comet the Super Horse. So remember, if your planet is exploding and you have to send your infant son off in a rocket to some far distant solar system, make sure to send along the family pets. Carl, how did Gwen Ifill do in our quiz?
Well, she needed at least two correct answers to win. Gwen, you had two correct answers, so you win for Carolyn Smith.
Yay. Congratulations.
highlight of my week.
I'd like to think, Gwen, that in addition to winning our quiz, your being able to sing in the air might inspire you to finally quit this silly news business and go pursue your real dream.
I'm afraid that they're going to ask me to quit.
Yes. Gwen Ifill is the host of PBS's Washington Week in Review. She's a regular contributor to the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. Gwen Ifill, what a pleasure to have you on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Thank you so much.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands.